Welcome to One Girl in All the World, a Buffy the Vampire Slayer rewatch podcast where we recap each episode in order and discuss. I'm Ashley, Buffy super fan.
Buffy, Kimmy newbie.
Buffy, Kimmy newbie.
Wait, is that what I just said?
You think you're Buffy now? Yeah, you said Buffy, Kimmy newbie.
I'm like, yeah. Okay, wait. I also am working on little sleep. Can we take that back?
Why can't we leave it in?
I mean, you can. You don't okay, leave it in. That's fine.
Okay,
I'm Kimmy, Buffy newbie. Okay, for those of you that don't know, if you're not watching us right now, I'm wearing scrubs. I'm a medical assistant, and yes, sometimes we get very little sleep. Anyway, yeah.
You can find me and Buffy. You can find us on all major podcast apps, YouTube and Instagram, with new episodes on Tuesdays. This is gonna be a dumpster fire of an episode. We're both exhausted, but we're gonna try. Like I said, we're gonna try to bring the energy.
We're gonna do all great. Right.
We're gonna bring the gingerbread energy. All right. So you didn't like this episode,
is what you're saying. I wasn't a fan. I just I feel like okay because what Amends was before this, mm-hmm. and I didn't like that one. Oh, you know why? Because The Wish was before this.
Oh, right. You're coming down from
And that was my favorite episode, I guess. And yeah. I feel like these ones are just fillers to me. Well, I know Amends was not a filler. They did some stuff there. They did some progression. I feel like Gingerbread, literally filler. I don't feel like we progressed at all. Yeah.
It was.
I know we can't have every episode be like filled with all these things. I get it.
Yeah.
There must be some filler. I just wasn't a fan of the plot.
Of this particular filler, which is fine. Okay, so Gingerbread originally aired January 12th, 1999. So we are in the year 1999 now.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. Crazy, huh? It was written by Jane Espenson. There we go. And Theanna St. John, and directed by James Whitmore Jr. And the synopsis is, picking the worst possible night for a surprise mother-daughter bonding visit with Buffy, Joyce is haunted by the discovery of two murdered children and feels compelled to take drastic action. When Giles suggests that the killings appear to be an occult sacrifice, Joyce rallies the entire adult population of Sunnydale behind a Salem-like witch hunt, leading mm-hmm. the murderous mob directly to Willow and Buffy. And Amy. They left her out.
I don't know how Buffy got looped into that, but yeah.
Yeah, true. Yeah, we can get there. Okay, so before they got to like the obvious, like why it's not titled Gingerbread, did you put two and two together at all or no?
I just assumed Gingerbread. I mean, before watching the episode at all.
But go ahead.
I assumed Gingerbread had something to do with Hansel and Gretel.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I'm a big fairy tale freak.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was kind of like my thing in high school.
I'm surprised you didn't like this episode though. Cause it is a twist or a take on Hansel and Gretel.
I think because they...
It was too much of a twist.
Yeah. Yep.
Too much of a departure.
I think it's funny because I liked Frankenstein, which was also quite the departure, but yeah, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So we start the episode in a graveyard and Buffy is patrolling. And this is actually kind of cute. Like Joyce like pops out.
It is cute.
And I was like, hey, I just want to come along and go on patrol with you to like, you know, we can bond over your slaying and brought you a snack.
I love that part.
I thought this was like, okay, Joyce, props to you in this
moment.
She's
trying.
She's trying to like make this point. She's like, this is a big part of your life.
She wants to understand things more. I do really appreciate that.
Yeah. Like share it with her and understand it because it's such a big part of Buffy's life. So that was really cute. And she brought snacks for that.
She brought
snacks. So cute.
Very mom. Very mom-like.
Yes. And Buffy's kind of like confused, like, okay. Like,
it's a little weird.
It's a little weird for her. And she's like, you know, it's really just like bang, boom, poof, like stake them. And like, that's really pretty simple.
Yeah.
But Joyce wants to like stick around and then she gets to watch because a vampire comes out and she's like, what did she say? Mister, I can't remember the guy's name. If you have,
I don't know, but she says,
Mister from the bank.
What was that one? She said something about, she said, go on, honey, kill him. I thought that was cute.
Yeah. So like, Buffy's fighting.
Being
Buffy's
mom.
Yeah, she's like, she's a slayer mom. She's like a cheer mom. And Buffy's fighting this vampire. And Joyce is like, get him, honey. Like, totally distracting. Yes. And then Joyce realizes that she knows the guy, that he works at the bank.
I missed that. Okay.
Yeah, but so that's like funny. Something that Joyce, I don't think, really thinks about. Like,
yeah, these used to be actual people.
And like people in the town, people that they know. Mm-hmm. So she's like, oh my God, is that so-and-so from the bank? And so that kind of makes her pause for a second. And then Buffy has to chase him off into the bushes or whatever and tells Joyce to stay there. So Buffy runs off.
Joyce doesn't listen.
She kind of just wanders around. And I guess there's a playground butting up directly to this graveyard.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
And she walks over. She finds a little toy truck on the ground. Mm-hmm. And that kind of leads her to seeing these two dead children on like a little merry-go-round.
Yeah.
A little boy and a little girl.
Yep.
And they have a symbol on their hands. So mm-hmm. it's basically like a, to kind of describe it, it's like a triangle with a smiley, like a smiley face with no eyes in the middle.
Yeah, okay. That sounds all right. Sure. Yeah.
You know, kind of something like that. A triangle with a smile and no eyes. So obviously, like, Joyce is, like, very shocked to see this.
Yes, of course. Because, I mean, she's been brought into this world. She kind of understands about vampires and demons. And she's, like, trying to be more up on it and be supportive. But, like, this is a lot.
This is a lot for Buffy, too.
Yeah.
Like, when, like, these kids are killed. So we go to the credits and we come back. We see that, obviously, the cops are all there. So Joyce and Buffy have called the cops. And they've given like their this role statement.
Reversal. Buffy's consoling Joyce.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, because her mom is really, like, upset about it.
She can't process this.
Yeah, and Buffy is upset about it, too. But this is Buffy sees horrible things day in and day out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one of the things is like, okay, sorry, maybe I'm getting ahead of myself because I think they do mention it somewhere later in the episode about something like, well, things like this just don't happen. And it's just like, what about those kids in the hospital? Like, weren't some of them dying?
Yeah.
The one with the nightmares episode. I was like, yeah, I mean, this has
that did happen. Happened.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah. I guess it's just like less so that it's kids.
I guess because it was in a hospital, maybe that was like less surprising.
Yeah. No, you're like, right maybe, though. Maybe. These aren't the first kids to die in Sunnydale. So yes, they give their statement, they can go home, and Buffy, yeah, you're right, is really trying to reassure her mom, like, I'm gonna take care of everything. And her mom's kind of like, we can't bring them back, like, you can't fix it, you know. Mm-hmm. What I mean, like, there's nothing
exactly to be, you can't make it right.
But Buffy, like, sweetly, desperately wants to make it better for her mom, which is sweet. So we go to the library and Buffy is like desperate to get some answers. She's like, Giles, give me my answers now. I've had it. He's like, you've been here for 3 minutes. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. So she tells him about the mark. He's like, was it vampires? And she's like, no, but there were marks on their hands. And she kind of like draws it out. Well, she goes to draw it out. And he's like, oh, those are like 12th century papers you're about to like draw it on. So he like removes those out of the way, which is funny. And then she like draws out the smiling triangle that we saw. And she says that the cops are trying to keep it quiet. But obviously something is going on. Like, what kind of demon would use this symbol?
Yeah. And well, Giles even says like, maybe it's a ritual killing.
Yeah. He says like with a symbol like this, it suggests a ritual murder. So it could be a cult, but mm-hmm. of humans.
And Buffy's like, someone with a soul did this?
Like with people like, come on, Buffy, like, reality check. People with souls do horrible things.
They do. Yeah.
All the time.
And she wants to know if they can find a loophole for the Slayer killing people.
Yeah, because Slayer cannot kill a human. Yeah. That's the rule. I mean, they physically can, but they're not supposed to. It's against the rules. Yep. So she kind of like jokingly says, can we find a loophole in that rule? And Giles suggests like maybe he's like, of course it's horrible. But maybe you're just really upset about this because your mom is taking it so hard, which I think was a little bit weird of him to say. These are two dead children. Like, yeah, it would be upsetting.
I'll be honest with you. I agree. You're right. But like, I don't know what it is, but like, I kind of felt Giles in that moment. I was like, yeah, why is everybody like, why is Joyce? I know it is upsetting, but I just felt like, why is she so upset about it? Like, after all the other stuff they've seen, I was like, why is this so upsetting? And then as the episode played out, I was like, oh, okay, I get it.
It seemed like
overkill just as things went on and on and on.
Yeah, I can see why Joyce was so, because she, even though in like theory, she knew about this stuff happening, she's never really had it in front of her.
Yeah,
really.
That's true.
Okay. But yeah, like Buffy, I mean, even though it's bad, like, yeah, she is definitely more upset than she has been some of these other emotionally disturbed by this. But yeah, I think she really wants to make her mom feel safe and that it's handled. So that's
like a resolution.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of where that's coming from. But I feel like Giles is a little bit about it. But
maybe, yeah. Yeah.
Both things were weird to me.
Yes. Okay.
In the cafeteria, Xander and Oz are going down the line picking out food. And I can't believe we've gotten to this point because they talk about it a few times in this episode, like the awkwardness or the perceived awkwardness that Xander feels with Oz now that he know, you know.
But Oz doesn't seem to be awkward towards Xander. It's just Xander. Xander's like, just awkward.
Why didn't we get a conversation between those two?
That's a good point, actually. Yeah, you're right. I hadn't even thought about that.
Like, they're just hanging out. They're all hanging out as a group again.
As if nothing happened.
Yeah. And I feel like Oz never, Xander never said anything to Oz, which is even worse.
Yeah,
like, hey, I really apologize for what happened. And I hope we can be friends still. And Oz doesn't say anything to Xander. Remember in the episode where Xander makes everyone fall in love with him? Oz came into the library and punched Xander in the face for making Willow cry. But Oz has literally nothing to say about this to Xander.
Maybe it's because, Willow also did it. So he just is like...
And he had a problem with Willow. You know what I mean?
No, he did. But maybe just from Oz's perspective, maybe he just was like, okay, things worked out with Willow, so I'm just going to let it go to make it easier for her.
Yeah. I get that. That could be.
To move on and be, because he is very emotionally mature. So maybe he's just like, okay, well, let's just move on then. But yeah, I feel like a conversation should have been had for sure. And it should have been Xander.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And I feel like Xander is emotionally immature that he would just be like, if he doesn't say anything, I'm just not going to say anything.
That seems very Xander-like.
Even though Xander should have put that forward.
Yeah.
So they're like awkwardly going down the line. I mean, Oz doesn't seem awkward, but definitely. No.
Oz seems normal.
Xander. Yeah. Stoically normal. So they all go to a table and Amy joins them and Willow's there too at lunch. And again, Xander is being very weird. He's like, I was with Willow. I was like, but I'm not with Willow. And like,
that was super weird. I didn't like that. Yeah.
Everyone's looking at him awkwardly.
Yep.
And then bless him, Oz kind of puts him out of his misery being like, okay, well, let's talk about Buffy's birthday, which is next week.
Again, the mature one.
We will come to know, if you haven't already, that Buffy has bad birthdays. Nothing ever goes well on Buffy's birthday. We can expect that next week's not going to be good for Buffy.
Wait, we're 3 seasons in. Have we done Buffy birthdays?
She lost her virginity to Angel. So he lost.
Birthday?
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Okay.
And I don't think we didn't see her 16th. I think she came into the 16th.
Okay.
Maybe she was already 16. So her 17th. So
is next week a birthday?
Yes. Next week's her 18th birthday.
Oh.
Okay.
Wait, next week's her 18th birthday. Are they already in their last year of high school?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, weird. Okay.
Yep. They're in 12th grade.
And that's senior? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Look at you. He tries to do that. And then they barely get anywhere.
Buffy shows up.
And Buffy shows up and they have to shut up about it. And she kind of fills them in about the kids.
Yeah.
Like finding the kids dead and like how everybody, like she's really upset and her mom was there, like, unfortunately. She's
completely wigging about it.
Yeah. And guess what? Joyce shows up behind her.
And she's like, cool. Who's wigging?
Everybody? Everyone? Not you.
Obviously.
Specifically you. So Joyce just shows up and says that, you know, wants to know the update is. Like, did you talk to Giles? And he says, yeah. She passes on that it could have been like a occult sacrifice, and this Joyce brings up the names at first, like witches. Like, is that what you mean, witches? And it's Joyce says she knows that Amy and Willow dabble.
Mm-hmm.
Amy and Willow dabble in magic, and just that she's, you know, she's very concerned. She wants to like do something about these kids, like what happened to these kids.
Yeah.
And we also find out a little bit. This actually is a very telling episode about Willow's home life, which we haven't really delved into.
Oh, that's true. You're right. Yeah.
Because we say like, they're like, oh, it's kind of nice that your mom like cares, you know, and wanted to even go like patrolling with you and all that. Cause Willow says, my mom doesn't like care about my extracurricular activities or my curricular activities.
Yeah, exactly. Poor Willow.
Yeah. Like she's that's just rough. like a little, what are those things that you, the little fit, the, that, what are they called? Sea monkeys. You just feed them and they just raise themselves, basically. Well, it was like a little sea monkey. And yeah, so we can, we get that impression that Willow's mom is not very involved, or her parents. We don't meet her dad in this episode, but so Joyce and Buffy go out into the hallway.
I love this part because Buffy's like, they're talking and Buffy's like, this hall's more about school and you're more about home and you mix them and my world dissolves.
Yeah, this is like, this is weird. Like my worlds are like combining and I can't take it. But Buffy, I mean, Willow, keep going. You'll get there eventually. Joyce really wants to help. And, you know, Buffy says, well, Giles can always help with research. And she's like, well, I've already called everyone I know. And they called everyone they know.
And this is where I was just like, what?
But
this is weird.
By the end, it makes sense.
Yes, it does. But at this moment, at this moment in the episode, I was like, what the heck? Wow, that was fast.
There's influence already starting to affect Joyce. Obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, not obvious in this moment, but no, in hindsight, right? Yeah, in hindsight. And she's like, we've already planned a vigil at, you know.
They even called the mayor.
The mayor is going to show up. Like, then we're really going to get action because the mayor is going to see, like, how important this is to the town and stuff. So Buffy's like, great, mom. just, you know, like, when we do this kind of thing, we don't really shout it from the rooftop.
Yeah, exactly.
We try to keep it under wraps a bit. And Joyce is like, ooh, like, sorry about that. Like, nobody will probably even show up. And we cut to the vigil where lots of people showed up.
Yeah,
like there are the whole signs time. That say never again and have the pictures of the kids on there. And, like, all their candles. And it's very a good turnout
and so
or a bad turnout.
I'm going to be honest with you at this point. So during this scene, and it was a good scene, but I was just like, where are the parents of these kids? Like, why are they not talking? Why are they not? And I had that moment because, like, I mean,
you were ahead of the game there.
I mean, well, because, like, stuff like this happens, sadly. And
yeah,
these vigils or these whatevers, they always have family members and people talk. And I'm just like, this is so weird. Like, who are these kids? Okay. So, yes, this was my thought. Anyway,
you were smarter than the average bear in this episode. So Willow's mom shows up and continuously through the episode calls Buffy Bunny. She it's like very telling of how well she knows Willow's friends, like how well she knows who Willow's hanging out with.
That's pretty crappy. Yeah.
And she also says, first of all, Willow is very surprised to see her mom there at all.
Mm-hmm. And then she doesn't usually see her.
Yeah, she doesn't see her. And then she's like, oh, you got your hair cut to Willow. But Willow's like, yeah, in August. So like months Willow has had her hair cut.
Yeah.
And her mom is just noticing now. So again, very telling that her mom is very absent.
Yeah.
Not invested in what's happening with Willow. So Joyce comes over and they're talking and then Giles comes over.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very awkward between Joyce and Giles again.
Yeah.
They're hammering this home again.
Which makes me think maybe.
Wouldn't it be crazy if Joyce got pregnant with Giles' baby and then Buffy had a sister or a brother from her watcher.
How old is Joyce?
I don't know. It can happen.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know.
Okay.
Modern medicine. Not that she'd be trying to have a baby with Giles, but hey, it could happen.
That would be
It's very awkward. It's very awkward between them. And Willow's mom kind of like moves the conversation forward about, I heard like rumors and Giles was like, who about us? Like about me and Joyce?
Oh, yeah.
Like, no, about the killings.
Yeah.
They're very awkward. It's so awkward. There's so many awkward moments in this episode between characters. And Willow's mom said, like, heard it was like witches.
Yeah.
So, like, this is like spreading around now that witches were possibly behind.
Interesting.
Behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the mayor, who we see again, comes up and does a little talk. Very generic that you know, we're a good town with good people and we're not going to rest till we find out what happens and
whatever.
Very like, yeah, AI could have written it. And then he invites Joyce up
and she's basically like, that's not good enough.
Yeah, it's not a good town. And she essentially outs the supernatural in Sunnydale. She's like, Sunnydale, like, how many of us have had someone that we love go missing or have had like severe like neck trauma or been skinned? Like all this weird stuff. She's like, Sunnydale like now belongs to monsters, witches, and slayers. And Buffy's like, what are you doing?
Isn't it plagued by unnatural evils?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she says, time for the adults to take Sunnydale back.
Yeah.
And they're all like, yeah, like she has support. We have some mob mentality starting here.
Which is interesting because, I mean, people aren't questioning what she's saying.
No.
They've obviously, they agree.
Yeah. So there's definitely support behind Joyce's points. So I say we go to a random house. Yeah, I don't, is it Amy's house? It might be Amy's house if I remember. But we slowly reveal people that are like doing a spell. There's like a, I think there's a skull in the middle. If I remember correctly.
There's a skull and candles.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see a cauldron.
Yeah. And then we see a guy who we find out later. His name is Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And then Amy and Willow.
And I was just like, what? This is the part where I was like, what?
Yeah. And then we kind of like pull back to get the whole picture. And that symbol that was on the kid's hands is in the middle of the like, it's written on like whatever they're doing the spell over.
I'll be honest, drawn. This got me for a minute. I was just like, what is going on?
Oh my God, Willow's evil.
It's like, they wouldn't do that.
So in the hallway, Michael is being picked on. Because he has there's like some like anti-witch stuff going on now where like anyone that's different or had like, he wears like eyeliner and stuff and is getting singled out. And Amy's trying to stop it. And Buffy comes and just, hi. And the guy's like, we're walking. Yeah, Buffy, her reputation precedes her now.
Cred.
Yeah, she does. Like these boys just turn and hightail out of there. And Buffy's like, what you guys doing? And Cordelia comes up to her and says, you know, if you hang with freaks and losers, this stuff's going to happen. Like, this kind of stuff's going to happen. I know, because I'm talking about you guys. The freaks and losers, it's you guys. I would know. She's like,
well, she says, everyone knows witches did this.
Yeah.
Amy and boy version of Amy.
Yeah. Doesn't even know his name.
Hey, Cordelia.
I mean, we didn't either for a while, but yeah, Michael, she should. She knows him in real life.
We don't go to school with him.
Yeah, we don't go to school with him. And, you know, yeah, she says, witches did it. And then she walks away and Buffy's like, oh, witches didn't have anything to do with this. And then Giles is like, actually, yeah, I think they did. And Buffy's like, shit.
Oops.
She was so confident. Yeah, so actually everything he's cross-referencing, the symbol comes back to, like, witchcraft.
Yeah.
And that he needs to do more research with a certain book, but Willow has the book. So he needs Buffy to get that book back so he can use it. So we're in the student lounge and Xander is again, because Buffy goes to find Willow and find Xander and says that Xander is worried again about Oz's attitude towards him or perceived attitude towards him.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's so like quiet and everything. And Buffy's like, yeah, because he's usually so chatty. Like that's Oz. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but Xander's really reading into stuff. And Xander's point is that he feels like everyone's waiting for him to like mess up again.
Well, maybe he should just have a conversation with Oz and they can all move on properly.
Yeah. And Buffy says, hey, you had the illicit smoochies. You got to pay the price.
She did say that.
You are guilty. He's like, isn't a man innocent until proven guilty? She's like, you are guilty. You had illicit smoochies. So Buffy's like, what are you talking about? You need to pay the price. So Willow's in the bathroom, Xander says. So Buffy starts going through her things and finds the book. And then she sees her notebook. And that symbol again comes up and is written on, kind of doodled on Willow's notebook. So Willow comes and joins them. And Buffy's like, what is this? She's like, oh, it's just a doodle. And she's like, this was actually on those dead kids. And Willow looks like kind of surprised, but they really don't get to go further in their conversation. Because all of a sudden there's like a ruckus and we find out that Principal Snyder's doing a locker search.
Yeah, with the police.
Yeah, so they're going through everyone's lockers, kids are getting pulled aside, and Amy says that they found some spells in her locker and she has to report to Snyder. And she, Willow's freaking out because she has some like ingredients. Yeah, she has like some ingredients in her locker. And when they're like watching all this happen, she explains to Buffy that symbol is harmless. There's nothing like evil about that symbol.
It's a protection spell.
Yeah, that she only had it, the book, and was using it to do a protection spell for Buffy's birthday. And that's, so she explains like that's what Amy and Michael were doing with her that we saw.
And this all makes sense. This all kind of clicks in.
Yeah. And so Willow's locker gets searched and she gets flagged. And Buffy takes the book though, so before she walks away. the book that Giles needed. Mm-hmm. And then also so she isn't caught with it as well. So she kind of takes that off of her. So in the library, Buffy comes in.
And the police are confiscating all the books.
It's chaos. Like, it's basically being raided. And Giles is like, oh, my books. Oh, my books. And she's like, why are you letting... Buffy says something, and he's like, yeah, I tried to tell that to the big, like, the big guy with the man with the big gun. Like, what am I going to say? Like, they're taking this stuff.
Yeah.
And he's saying that Snyder, she kind of hides that book that she came in with. And Snyder comes in and is, like, really happy. And he makes a... he's like, oh, I love the smell of, like, terrified librarian in the morning. And it's like the Apocalypse Now, of the smell of napalm in the morning. That's from that movie. A little twist on that quote from that movie.
Nice, okay.
And Giles actually gets really angry. He's like, Snyder, you know, interferes now and then, but this is, like, overreach to the extreme.
Yeah.
And Snyder comes in and he's all, you know, smug and happy that it's happening. And he basically says, you know what? It's not even really just me. Like, you need to take it up with Moo. And Buffy's like, what are you talking about? And he's like, yeah, I think you know the founder. You call her Mom.
Mothers of the Occult? Is that what it was?
Mothers Against the Occult.
Mothers Against the Occult. Then why is it
Moo? Oh, wait. Oh, sorry. Mothers Opposed to
Mothers
the Occult.
And Mothers Opposed to the Occult. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah. So, Moo. So we go to Willow's house, and Willow comes home from school, and her mom is sitting there with all of her witch stuff. She's obviously, like, searched her room, like sage and, like, other things like that.
Yeah, way to come in the picture now, Mom.
Yeah, now she's being involved. So Willow tries to, like, essentially, like, come out to her mom about being a witch. She like, tries to, like, talk to her mom and, like, take her seriously that she does spells. And her mom, I think her mom's like a psychiatrist or something like that, or a psychologist. Like, yeah,
so she basically has delusions.
So she has like delusions, and like even but being interested in this kind of stuff and identifying it is totally normal for your stage of development and like the stuff like that. Like, her mom's like seems like very like academic.
Well, also she seems very removed, like as if she's talking to somebody that isn't her own child or family member.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, who are you talking to?
Yeah. And Willow always says that. She's like, I'm not an age group. I'm Willow group. Like, this is something I'm into. I'm dating a musician. And
also, she's like, so when her mom mentioned something about delusions, Willow's like, how would you even know? And I was like, damn.
Yeah. There's obviously some resentment there.
Yeah.
It's not like course. Willow's just cool with the hands-off approach. So yeah, her mom says like, yeah, you do have these delusions though. So I don't want you hanging out with your friends anymore.
Which
I don't want you hanging out with that Bunny Summers anymore.
Well, she gets grounded.
And she's grounded.
Cry for discipline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's very much psychoanalyzing her.
Cry for discipline.
Yeah. She's psychoanalyzing her inaccurately, but that's what she's looking for.
I love at the end though, Willow's like, but I can make pencils float and summon the four elements. Well, two, but four soon.
Yeah, she's a newbie, for sure. And so when once we hear Willow's mom say, I don't want you seeing that Bunny Summers anymore, we go to Buffy's house, and Joyce is telling Buffy, I don't want you seeing Willow anymore.
Yeah.
Because I talked to Willow's mom, and I didn't know her interest in the occult had gone so far. So she's not comfortable with Buffy hanging out with her anymore. And she kind of confronts her mom about ordering the raid on the library.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, we need all those books if we're going to solve this. And her mom's like, you know, he'll get them all back once they're like weeded through. Like, we have to remove all the inappropriate material. I'm like, wow, this is timely.
Yeah. It's like book burnings and like,
yeah, like book bannings and stuff. Book banning. Yeah. Book banning, book burning, like all this, like stuff that's like the book banning is like really ticked up at the moment. So yeah. Like this made me like this is like very, this was in 1999, it was filmed in 1998, but very much ringing true today.
Mm.
And you know, Buffy even says like, if I want to save the world, if I need to save the world that's being sucked into hell again, but the anti-world sucking book is not on the approved reading list, like so I really liked that whole like book banning undertones, like very obvious tones that they had in this. And Buffy, Joyce says that essentially that her slaying is fruitless because Sunnydale doesn't really get any savor.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Which we know isn't true because we've seen the wish.
Exactly. Yes, that's true.
But Joyce doesn't really see that it makes a big difference. And that hurts Buffy. She says
vampires are around. It's not dwindling. There's no plan, just reacting.
Ooh. Yeah, it hurts Buffy.
Yeah, and she's like, I have to go on a pointless...
pointless patrol.
Patrol. I was like, I can't even wait to react to vampires.
Yeah. Yeah, she hurt her feelings for sure.
Yeah, of course she did.
So Buffy leaves to go on her patrol, and we see that the kids, like ghost kids, are talking to Joyce.
Mm-hmm. So this is where we know it's just like this is what something, the demon is. This something is what else the thing is going is. On. This is why Joyce is being so weird.
Yeah. So the kids are like, oh, you have to hurt them like they hurt us. So this is like really like
creepy spurring, kids
spurring Joyce on.
It's like something from like what is the Shining.
Mm. Yeah,
like The Shining.
Yeah, so we go to the playground and we go to like the shrine of like the where the kids were killed and there's
candles and flowers,
candles and stuff. Yeah, and Angel shows up and they kind of talk about what happened, and Buffy's really struggling with like what her mom said has really affected her. She's saying, you know, we just fight and fight and fight and fight, but we are never going to win ultimately.
She wonders if Sunnydale's even any better than before her, how the vampires just keep coming, evil keeps getting strong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're never going to defeat it fully. It's never going to happen. Mm-hmm. And Angel's kind of like, they definitely switched roles in this episode from Amends. When Angel's like, yeah, you just fight because there's things worth fighting for. Mm-hmm. You taught me that. And that like, you know, like you're fighting for the kids' parents. And she's like, no, that is important. Like, yeah, that helps her kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But it bits a light bulb off in Buffy's mind when he says that. This is so funny. We go to the library and Giles is fighting with the computer.
Oh, yeah. That was really, he's like yelling at it.
He's yelling at it, calling it a stupid fad. He's like, yes, I called you a fad. And Oz and Xander come in saying they found the books, but they're all locked up at City Hall. They couldn't get them. Yeah. And then Xander looks over Giles's shoulder and says, oh, frisky watchers chat room. Oh, Giles. That was cute. I liked that. And Buffy comes in and starts saying, like, we don't really know anything about these kids.
Yeah.
Like, where are their parents? Which is like, you know.
Or what school do they go to? What are their names? What are their names, people?
If we know nothing about them, where the pictures come from of them that are on all these signs. And everyone's like, huh.
Yeah.
Good point. So yeah. I was like, that is strange.
Yeah.
So they want to do some research on them. But of course, their resident computer whiz is locked up behind
bars. Can't even come to the phone.
And yeah, Oz is like, hey, you know, we can just... I don't know if they... We didn't want to clear if they message her or they like... email her or whatever, but they do get in contact with Willow in her room and she can like do some research on like similar missing kids or whatever, try to get some research. And so what Willow sends them is that they have something similar in 1949,
mm-hmm.
1899,
mm-hmm.
all the way back to 1649.
So, and their names were Greta and Hans.
So every 50 years, these unidentified children after the first one are showing up dead. And it's also turning into it's essentially a witch hunt in the community to mm-hmm. solve the murder. So Willow is at her house. She's like helping with this. And her mom comes in and catches her on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
And her mom is very much takes a turn. Cause she's like, oh, like now you believe me. You're saying like, cause her mom was like, oh, you can't use that. I don't want you like connecting with your online coven or whatever.
Yeah.
She's like, wait, you said I was delusional. Now I have a coven. Like what's happening?
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. And she's like, you know, all I can do now is let you go with love. And Willow's like, what?
What does that mean?
Doesn't sound good.
That was a very creepy line to say to somebody.
And then she just locks her in her room.
So what I thought was interesting, about this part of the episode, well, and what comes next, I guess, actually, is just, I thought the one thing I did like about it was just, it was an interesting way to lay blame to like Salem witch trials and things like that.
Because mm-hmm.
it's just like, why did random innocent people like get burned, essentially? Like,
mm-hmm.
that's so crazy. Like this group mentality of like turning on one another and picking somebody and making up things about them to get rid of them, essentially. It's just interesting. Anyway, so I thought that was kind of, yeah.
Yeah, so we go to the library, and Giles kind of discovers that, like, there is precedent for fairy tales actually being real. Mm-hmm. So he says this is actually, like, Hansel and Gretel. He says there's a twist on it, obviously, because some demons thrive on instead of destroying humans or human animals, which is us, like, by destroying them themselves, they like to watch communities. They thrive on them, communities destroying themselves.
Yeah.
So yeah, they think that's what's happening. There's some kind of, like, influence that these kids are having, demons/kids are having on the community to make them go bonkers and, like, essentially a witch hunt, which he does bring up, Salem.
Yep.
And then Michael comes in, and he's been beat up or hurt. He's all bloodied. And he says that it was his dad that beat him up or was trying to get him, and that they already got Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, his dad and a bunch of his dad's friends got so Amy, funny. And they're talking about having a trial at City Hall. And so, like, they're like, oh no, Willow. So they have to run to get Willow, and they tell Michael to hide in Giles's office.
Mm-hmm.
So Willow is still locked in her room when her mom comes in, and basically Moo comes. She's wearing, like, the little lapel pin, and, like, there's a bunch of people behind her, and they're like, okay, like, we have to go, time to go, witch. You know, so she takes her, they struggle, but she gets her daughter out of the room and gives her to Moo, essentially. At Buffy and Giles, like, they're like, oh, if we get to Joyce, we can tell her what's actually happening and she can put an end to all this. Because Joyce is essentially the leader. She's the founder of Moo.
Mm-hmm.
So when they get to the house, they interrupt a Moo meeting. And they're trying to explain to her mom, like, what's happening. And Buffy and Giles just get chloroformed.
Yeah, that's so crazy to me. Like, holy crap.
Yeah.
This episode gets very intense.
And Buffy kind of sees the kids on the, like, stairs. And I like, right. One of them is holding a bottle that says chloroform on it. Like, we get it.
Oh, I totally miss that. That's
yeah, funny. Like, the little boy's holding a chloroform. Like, we get what they're being put underfoot. And the kids said that they're still scared of the bad girls, like, still egging these people on to, like, take care of these, like, bad girls that hurt them.
That's so crazy.
So Oz and Xander get to Willow's place and find, like, her room, like, trashed.
Kind of ransacked, yeah.
Yeah, ransacked, and she's gone. So they just run right back out. At City Hall, we see Angel. At City Hall, we see Amy, Buffy, and Willow tied to stakes, and there's, like, all these, like, books and paper and stuff are surrounding them. And Buffy's passed out still from the chloroform.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a group forming there of parents and everything, and obviously, they're going to burn them at the stake.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely the message here. At Buffy's, they just left Giles on the floor because they just need to get him out of the way. And Cordy is slapping him.
Oh, yeah. Awake. She was so funny.
Yeah, well, this is good. Whenever Giles and Cordy have little moments together, they're just so different. They're just funny. They're a good matchup for, like, for comedy.
Yeah.
She's like, I just came here to tell Buffy to stop this madness because my mom confiscated all my black clothes and my scented candles, and you're just finding you unconscious again. How many times have you been knocked unconscious? Like, he finally comes to. And she's like, one of these days you're going to wake up in a coma. and he's like, wake up. Oh, never mind.
I love that. That was so good.
Yeah. So he's like, oh my gosh. Okay. They've taken Buffy. We have to go and save her. Those two are so funny. They crack me up. So at City Hall, Buffy's mom and Willow's mom are kind of bonding over the fact they're going to burn their children alive. And they're
those
like,
crazy women.
We should stay in contact and get lunch. And they're like, oh, yeah, I'd love that.
Yeah, after we kill our children.
After we burn our children alive.
Yeah,
so, yeah, Joyce lights the fire. And it just starts getting, you know, starts working towards them. And Amy is like, okay, I've had enough. Because this is getting serious. So she's basically threatening everyone that she's going to use her magic. You want to see magic? Okay.
Yeah.
And she does a spell to turn herself into a rat. So rat was the answer from animal.
Yeah. Well,
dog.
Say dog, yeah.
He's a dog. She turns herself into a rat, which obviously she's going to escape the ropes, and she's takes off. And I like when Buffy's like, she couldn't have done us first.
Yeah.
She saved herself. And then Willow is like, yeah, I'm going to do a spell too. We're going to turn you on to fish. And Buffy's like, yeah, you in the back, you're all going to be fish. Like, they're just like, grasping at straws, but it's funny. So we quickly go to Giles' car where Giles is instructing Cordy, like a potion or a spell, like putting like all these different pieces together. So they're preparing that on the way to City Hall.
So he can try to lift the veil.
Yeah, he can kind of like stop the influence that this demon is putting on everyone. At City Hall, Oz and Xander climb. They come in, they see the Moo thing happening, and they get chased. Mm-hmm. And eventually they could hear the girls like yelling, and they start crawling through the vents mm-hmm. in the ceiling. So Giles and Cordelia arrive, and Giles picks the lock of the room that everyone's in with a pin from Cordy's hair. Because we know Giles can like pick locks and yeah. hotwire cars and all this stuff.
So funny.
Mm-hmm. So he uses all of his like bad skills for good. And they get in there, and Cordelia grabs the fire extinguisher and just starts spraying. But like the adults come at her because they can tell that she's trying to put the fire out, and they just start spraying her. She starts like hosing them down to keep them away. And Giles is like, "Put the fire out!" Like they're like Willow at this point is literally like caught on fire.
On fire, yeah.
Yeah, she's like, "I'm caught on fire." So Cordy's like just spraying the whole room, drenching the whole room, and Giles does the spell. He kind of like throws this little like powder, and that breaks the influence on the group. And we see the two little kids. They like look at each other like, "Oh, poo."
And they hug.
They hug. They meld into one, and then they turn into this big, tall, creepy monster. Demon. Yeah. It's pretty creepy. Yeah,
it is very creepy.
It's huge. And everyone's like, "Ah!" Like everybody's like knocked out of the, you know, and everybody starts running. And, this is a funny, I like this creative kill. So Buffy this whole time has been struggling against the stake that she's tied to. And she gets it like free, but she's still connected to it. She gets it free from the bottom and like bends forward and just pushes forward. She's like, "Eh," like, and stabs the demon like through the throat, but she can't see. She's like, "Did I get it? Did I get it?" And it's just impaled this huge thing in this demon's throat. And she's like, Did I get it? But she's killed it almost on accident. This is so funny. And then Oz and Xander fall through the ceiling and they're like, "We're here to rescue you." But
too late.
Very, very nice.
They tried though. Yeah.
They did try. So we end the episode in Willow's room. Yeah, Buffy and Willow are trying to turn Amy back because Amy can't turn herself back because she's a rat.
But apparently Buffy and Willow cannot turn her back either. So she's going to be stuck a rat for now.
Yeah, she's going to be stuck a rat. And then Buffy's like, "We should get her one of those wheelie things." Will we ever see Amy again? I don't know. Will she be a rat for the rest of her life?
I mean, that was awfully nice of them to try to help her after she ditched them.
True. Yeah. So now she's just become Willow's pet, I guess. And that's the end of the episode. So that is Gingerbread. So my favorite line was when Buffy says, when she's talking to her mom about like the books being taken away, she said, "And maybe next time when the world is getting sucked into hell, I won't be able to stop it because the anti-hell sucking book isn't on the approved reading list." I love
that. That was a good line.
Yeah. It's very, very book banning. Masked book banning. And then my favorite scene, I think, was like the whole like, the end of the trial, like the whole climax of all that, and the Buffy stabbing the demon through the throat and everything, and like that it was a serious ending, but it was like so much funniness. So like Giles and Cordelia kind of trying to work together in the room, and then like Oz and Xander falling from the ceiling. It was just it was very Buffy.
It was
that
good.
Like that wrap up.
Okay, yeah, the ending was cute.
I'll give you that.
Did you have a favorite line?
Yeah, I read it about sucked into hell book.
Right. Yes. Sorry. Sleep. Need sleep. Okay. My favorite line was the one Xander was basically saying what you said already. It's a man not innocent until proven guilty. But he's like, "You are guilty. You got illicit smooches.
You have to pay the price."
That was my favorite line.
Yeah. Xander, like, shut up.
And then my favorite scene was everything with Cordelia and Giles. Like that was just hilarious. All of it. I loved all of it.
Every time those two are paired together, they're hilarious. Because there couldn't be two characters more different. Like there isn't two more characters different than Giles and Cordelia. So they are so funny. Okay, so my stake rating I gave it was a 4.7, which is probably...
That's pretty high. All right.
Maybe giving it a little sympathy. But I did like the nods, maybe not nods. heavy-handed, like, comparisons to, like, the mob mentality, like, Salem, and, like, the book banning kind of stuff, especially because it is so timely today, because there's, like, unheard of number of book bannings trying to happen right now. So yeah, I just thought it was really timely, even though it was in the 90s, late 90s. And yeah, so those kind of like bigger themes I liked, and they were applied well.
Okay.
The monster was really good.
Mm.
He was freaky.
Yeah, he was.
Like, he was killed really funny. Like it satisfied me. It was enjoyable.
Okay.
That whole thing. Yeah, Giles and Cordelia working together, always gold.
Yeah, that was
humor gold. Yeah, I guess that's it.
Okay. I gave it a 4.3. So, no, not terrible rating. Mm-hmm. I did like some of the stuff that you said. I liked learning more about Willow's home life.
Yeah.
Even though it was just kind of sad and her mom sucks. And yeah, I also like, yeah, I like the Salem Witch Trial thing too, because I was almost just like, this is an excuse for why people behaved so poorly when these things happened. And same with the book burning, the book banning. It's the same thing, like good people behaving badly because of, well, craziness.
Yeah.
I wish that were true in real life, but this is a nice.
I wish you could just throw some talcum powder on them, and they'd be like, I'm cured. I have reason again.
Yes, I can't possibly think this is true. So,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, unfortunately, it's not that easy. But in our Buffy world, it is. All right. So, yeah, anything else you wanted to say about it, about your rating?
That's it.
Okay. So, in next episode, the next episode is called Helpless.
Okay.
And it's Buffy's 18th birthday, which they've already set up. So, Buffy loses her powers. Why?
What?
Why does she lose her powers?
Her Slayer powers?
Yes.
Does Willow accidentally cast a spell? Does she make a wish? I feel like we did the wish episode. Been there. We've done that. Something to do with Angel. Does Angel mess it up? No, I don't think so. Willow casts a spell.
I will tell you, obviously. It's not a wish. Like, I just did that. So okay. It's not a wish. Okay. So Willow
casting a spell, but not on purpose.
And it goes awry or something.
Goes awry. Something goes awry for sure.
Okay. Fair.
And I'm assuming it's temporary. Otherwise the show would be done.
Buffy, the former vampire slayer.
Buffy the
now full-time student. Yeah. Okay. So we'll see what happens next week.
Okay. I'm curious.
So that wraps up season 3, episode 11, Gingerbread. Again, you can find us on all major podcast apps, YouTube and Instagram at One Girl on All the World Pod. You can also email us at onegirlpod@gmail.com. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be back next week with season 3, episode 12, Helpless. Slay you real soon.
Bye.
Bye.